And turn to Esther. Ezra, chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, Isla. Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. Verse 10. Verse 10. Okay. We read all together. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. Okay. So here, when we read this verse, then we catch some key words, right? So how many key words in this verse? How many key words in your mind? In your mind, how many keywords in this verse? You consider. When you read this verse, and also you use a marker to highlight. So which words you want to highlight? Mark from Toronto. Huh? Okay. Yeah. So which words you want to highlight? Okay. Okay, good. Wonderful. So we can see a verb, right? Verb. So you pick up a verb. Verb, the first one prepared. The second one is to seek and to do it and to teach. All right. So we can see, look on the board. The first one prepared. Then, sometimes prepared, we read the NKJV, right? We do the NKJV version, so it says prepared. But how about if NIV said, had a devoted. NIV said devoted. Devoted himself, NIV. Okay, try to another version. Set his heart. Okay. So if you, the more version you read, then the broader your mind become, right? So we'll broaden your view. So prepare his heart, devoted his heart. The devoted, which means very focused, right? Very focused. Now, sometimes you can do the multitask, right? Multitask, where you do your homework, you also listen your music, right? Sometimes. How many of you, while you're doing your homework, also listen music? Raise your hand. Okay, good. So, not good. So this we call multitask. But you see, he's devoted to only one thing. Focus, 专心, focus, only one heart.
devoted himself to study the word of God. So prepare, which means you have to devote and focus only one thing, not multi task. So you just remove your set, turn off your radio, turn off your music. Only study the Bible, because you can focus on thinking. Sometimes you will be thinking, because sometimes God will download his spirit, download his idea onto your mind, right? So you have to think. Sometimes you have to use understanding. Use your understanding to understand the word of God. Understanding, the 悟性. Wushing, which means understanding, which means smart, right? You have to understand the word of God. The language, wushing, which means if the same language that you understand, like English, you understand. Chinese and Chinese, Korean, you, because the same language, right? So this is the same language, you understand the content at least, okay? So prepare and set his heart, say his heart, which means my heart, the one direction, I set in my heart there, which means no second heart, no other purpose. It's only to read. My heart is for reading the Bible, for studying the Bible only. And next one, seek. Then you have to check dictionary, what's a seek. So even a simple word, sometimes you only have some idea, some concept, but might not know the details. Seek. To go in search and quest of Try to find, to discover by searching, right? So seek, searching. Seek, searching. So how to understand the seek? Also seek, searching. Prepare your heart mentality. Just prepare your mentality, prepare your attitude. Then seek is actually to search. How to search? How many of you ever wear your name contact? Contact lens. You don't have to use your glasses. Contact, right? Okay. And in case you can't drop in the floor. The color is transparent, right? Yeah, no color, usually no color, right? So, yeah, you have to search everywhere, right? You will drop to the floor, and you cannot see, right? You cannot, because you didn't wear any glasses. So you have to search everywhere, every corner. Then you have to be careful, because it might travel down, your contact lens, broken or what, right? Or vacuum, some big brother maybe just finished vacuum, don't vacuum the carpet. Yeah. Right. So search, which means carefully. So when we see, when I prepare this sermon, when I prepare for this verse, right, then I have to study that, prepare, then I have to look another version, English version, Bible version, right? Like NIV, you know, this is NKJV, this is NIV, and this is the other ESV or whatever, yeah. Set his heart ESV. So different version, different language, okay. And this will help us understand more, okay. So when you need a Bible study, also use the same way, then you have a lot to talk about. You will have a lot to talk about, right? And search. You will search the dictionary. Sometimes you have to read, check in dictionary. Like this, okay. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. 不要被今生的思虑啊，列住啊，那 do not let the worry of this life, the worry of this life to weigh down. Vivian, Elizabeth. Slow you down. Okay, you cannot move very fast, right? Okay, good. And what else? How to help people to understand way down? That's the key point, right? Because when you teach, when you need the Bible study, then help the members to understand way down. Especially if the Chinese people, if you are 99-year-old, way down. You know, some your parents also do the English, right? Even their mother tongue is not English, but they still do the English Bible. And way down, you have to help them to understand way down. Okay, so this one explanation. Angela Lin from Toronto. Okay, heavy. Yes, good, yeah. And as a brother. Dollar handsome. from Toronto. Way down. Huh? Burden. Okay, good, yeah. Burden, yeah. But if, okay, dictionary. So this is search, the way to understand the word of God. Like seesaw, the chacha ban, huh? Balance, huh? 有没有玩过这个, seesaw? Raise your hand. Chacha ban, huh? Yeah. Way down, huh? Way down, right? Way down, okay. I'm heavier, right? Oh, I'm too light, huh? Wow. Yeah. Sometimes when you pray with your younger brother, sisters, and your brother, Okay. So way down will become like this, like a burden, heavy. Like this, right? Okay. Then this is some force. Then if you are here, this ground, right? Then if you are here, Suppose you hide like this, and you are here, then you will be there to be praised, like praise, ha 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 ha. Then you will underneath, do not push me again. I cannot breathe. So in Chinese, 被压的喘不过气来, you're out of breath. You cannot breathe because no space to, no air, right? Inside no air. The air is not enough for you. Right? And also your chest, somebody press your chest, too hard. Yeah. You know, sometimes you play games with your older brothers and sisters when you're young. And they push you, don't push them too hard. Team too hard. Because you cannot take breath. So the life, the worry of life, the worry, like the life of final sleep, it is beyond you can take it. Beyond, you can take it. So, just that's why you have to sometimes check the dictionary.
So,
in Chinese, 压得喘不过气来, 微当, 压得喘不过气来, and you lost your balance. You lost your balance. And we have to keep a balanced life. We have to keep a balanced life. Spiritual life, we have a school life, you have a school life, and you have family life. You have family life. Right? Family, which means your parents and your siblings. And a church life, spiritual life, spiritual life, we have a brother and sister here, we have a Lord, we have a Jesus Christ, we have a God. And your school, right? Your school, you have a homework, you have a study, you have to study, you have a classmate, right? You have a teacher. So all three areas have to balance. Okay. You not just study work, study your homework, study, then I have no time to go to church. Then you lose your parents. You lose your parents. If you come to a church, and then you talk with the brothers and sisters always, every day come to the church to pray together. And you have no time with your parents. Turn out have no time with your parents. Then it's not good. Even you come to the church to pray and to study the Bible, talk too much, right? With your parents. We have parents, okay. So parents' life, very important. So search, right? I mean search, you have to do it. And sometimes search the word of God, sometimes you have to go into our website, TGS website, to see how ministers talk about this issue. How ministers, how other brothers and sisters talk about this issue. Okay. So I can learn from them. And then do it. This is most important. Do it. Do it. So be doer, not just hear. Do it. Do it. And the last one is teach. So how many of you want to be RE teacher? Raise your hand. Okay. One day you will be RE teachers. Right? Somebody will invite you to join the ministry. Then you will teach young kids, teach. Right? So your job is teach them, like I teach you. Right? So I have to do it. Before teach, I have to prepare my heart, right, to seek the word of God, and then to do it, to do it, to do it. Then I have something to tell you. If I say, be obedient to our parents, right? And I do it, I say, oh, it's good. If you obey your parents, then your parents will love you. Then he will give you $100 every week, right, for allowance. Hey, then you can say, oh, this is a benefit, right? Then I tell you, hey, if you obey your parents, right, then like me, every week I can get $100 from my parents, right? So, oh, it's good, then I want to be obedient to my parents. So you set up a good example to someone. Okay. So without practice, without putting your word into action, you have no experience. Action is more important than thought and word. Okay. So teach. And teach, which means throw the package, throw the ball. Catch it. All right. Teach, which means throw a ball to someone. Throw a ball. So I throw the ball to you, which means I throw the faith, not a ball, faith. I throw the faith to you, which means I pass down something to you, right? Pass the faith. So this is teach. You throw the ball to someone.
So how to study the Word of God?
Okay. Number one, so simple. Number one, to prepare your heart, to devote yourself, focus. And then search, seek. Like use your magnifier to seek your contact lens everywhere, every corner. So you try to collect some information, try to collect more information. Then do it. This is the most important, do it. So you will have experience with God, experience with His presence. Then you can teach, you can throw the ball to someone, your turn.
Okay, then I transform. Now we talk about the Bible as a work, right? The Bible is a work. The first one, direct our direction. Yeah. The next one, transformed. The Bible is much more than a set of guidance for passive observance. For the Word of God is living and active. Okay. Living, which means life forever. Life will live forever. So can be applied for every single time, for every single situation. It is judged the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The Word of God is able to transform our inner beings from the inside out. Transformed. So the Bible can transform our heart, can purify our heart. Can read 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 18. We talk about transformed. In this matter, may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the house of a Reuben to worship there, Reuben is other god, it's a false god, it's idol. So when my master goes into the house of idol to worship there, lean on my arm and I bow myself in the house of Reuben. When I bow myself in the house of Reuben, the Lord pardon your servant in this matter. So this is a statement of Naaman. So we can see Naaman, when he converted to God, he was cured by Elisha. So he knew God is Almighty God. And then since then, his conscience is so subtle. Even small detail. When he go into the idol temple, actually he didn't bow down, right? But because he's a master, so his job have to hold his master's hand. When his master bow down, and he also have to bow down, follow his master. His master go to the right, he go to the right. His master go to left, then he go to left, because all actions, his job is to protect his masters. Therefore, he have to bow down too. And at this point, for every people, it's normal, right? It's my job, it's normal. But to Naaman, it's different. Because after he convert to God, his attitude, his mind has been transformed. 被改变被更新。所以以前我觉得哎，欺骗 cheating is not big deal, right? 欺骗 even the white lie, white lie, you know white lie? White lie.
白色谎言。How many of you ever say a white lie? Raise your hand. 白色谎言 okay. But actually it's not good, you know.Okay, let me tell the, this is not a true story. This is not a true story. Yeah. If I go out to visit the members around the noon time, of course it's not the right time, but no choice, right? Because there's nowhere to go. So I just visit the members' house around the noon time. Then he said, hey, Pastor, you eat lunch already? I said, yeah. Because I don't want to bring the trouble to them, right? If I say no, then they have to cook for me, they them all have trouble, right? So I said, no. I ate already. Okay. So first time lie, right? This is lie, won't hurt anybody, right? But the second time, then he said, and where did you eat? Where did you eat? So, China buffet, right?What do you eat? What did you eat? Then I have to make a story. I eat barbecue, right? I eat a shrimp and sushi. You know, sushi. Oh, so good. Sushi so good. Huh? Actually, I didn't eat anything. I'm hungry. I'm still hungry, right? But I eat the first line, then I have to make up a second line.Then I have to keep going with the third line, then more and more. Then this white line will develop into a habit, 会变成习惯。Will become a habit. That is not good. It's not good. Then when we have developed habit, then even when tell a lie, we didn't know we tell a lie. And sometimes a lie will hurt people.Of course, will hurt the relationship with God. Okay, so even when that is better not. Okay, even say, oh, this is not a big deal, right? Better not. So the word of God will transform us. So then our conscience will be clear. Like Paul said, okay, he asked God, he has a clear conscience toward God or toward men.
So it is transformed. Then the next one, safe. Of course, we learn the Bible theme is talking about salvation. Okay, salvation. The Bible reveals God's salvation plan and clearly shows us the way back to God.So we surely discover the truth that leads to eternal life. Okay, save eternal the salvation.
Eternal life.How many of you desire to go eternal life? Raise your hand. Eternal life. Okay. How about now? Now? No, right? No. Not right now. Okay. Why not? If the place is so good, right? Apostle Paul said, it's so good, it's beyond explanation, it's beyond express, it's beyond expression, beyond. How good? Very good. How good? Very good. I cannot tell you how good. So good. (Clears throat) In one day, we have apple in the basement. We have apple. So it's so sweet. So sweet. If you're healthy, it's good to you. It's good to you. Hey, Pastor A, you say this apple is so good, right? 苹果很好吃。 你为什么不吃? Why you didn't want to eat? You say it's so good, so delicious, and very healthy. It's good for your body. Why you won't eat it? No, you eat. No. It's so good, why you won't eat? It's so good, why you won't go there right now? Right now, you eat right now. No, tomorrow, I eat it tomorrow. It's not make sense to anybody, right? So in the same way, we have eternal life. We have to understand what drives us to eternal life. Why drive us? Bitter, 苦瓜, bitter melon. How many of you want to eat a bitter melon? Raise your hand. Eat bitter melon. 苦瓜, bitter melon. Okay, how many of you do not like bitter melon? Raise your hand. Okay. If you, by accident, you just eat a 苦瓜, bitter melon. Oh, it's so bitter, what? Then, what's the next action? You try to find something to release the sense, the taste, right? So maybe, some like a coffee, sweet, or donuts, right? You find a donut, so sweet, it's good, right? So sweet, 很甜, right? So sweet, it's good, yeah. Because bad. So in the same way, bitter, the hair is bitter, right? 很不好的地方, it's not good, the place is terrible. That's why we try to find the eternal life. If we cannot sense the hell is like a bitter manner, it's not good, then why should I go to heaven? Because some Gentiles, when you ask them, what hell? I don't care, hell, I don't care. I can experience, right? I want to try something new. No problem. Like a roller coaster, not 云霄飞车, roller coaster. How many of you ever ride a roller coaster? Raise your hand. Okay. 云霄飞车. How many of you never screaming when you ride a roller coaster? Never screaming. Raise your hand. You never screaming?
I rode like two roller coasters.
So you, yeah, okay. But according to Second Thessalonians chapter 1, the roller coaster drop. And the regular roller coaster drop to the point, right? And then this one, right? This is roller coaster, right? Okay. How about the hair? The hair is internal, like internal drop. It's a. Okay, thank you. Bottomless pit, 无底坑, no bottom. 无底坑没有, it's so terrible, right? When to stop? Roller coaster, your mom, you will scream, right? Your mom say, one more second, right? One more second, stop, don't worry, okay? Take it easy. How about the hell? It's a bottomless pit. Non-stop. So terrible, forever. They're screaming forever, forever. Non-stop. You want to go there? You want to ride the DV, roller coaster of hell? You want to ride? Of course not, right? Nobody wants to try it. Okay, because of this, so we try to looking for eternal life. This life is full of struggles, hardship. So far, if you are happy, you feel happy every day. How many of you feel happy every day? So far, your life, 有没有很高兴啊? 很开心, every day. You feel happy every day with your hand? Every day? Why not? You are so young. You don't have to go out to work. Why not happy, huh? Hey, what's going on? Huh? Why not happy? I have to figure out. Why not happy? Huh? School? Why not happy? School? Ha. Why not happy, huh? School? Homework? In my age, okay? I wish I can go back to school. In my age, I wish I can go back to school. So school for you will become burden. It's not right. So we have to transform. You have to read the Bible, right? Because it will transform our heart. Because the Holy Spirit is here, right, can turn the salty water into sweet water. So our life is bitter. Of course, our life is bitter. It's bitter. But in Jesus Christ will transform us. So this is our mentality. We have to change our mentality. Every day when you wake up, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So when you go to school, all the way you go to school, say, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Every day. And if you say, like a pork face, it's not right. Every day smile, right? Smile every day. Every day is at the end of the semester. The end of the semester, you can feel, you are so happy, right? You are so joyful because at the end of semester. How many of you feel so happy at the end of semester? Raise your hand. Just finish everything, finish test, finish homework, normal homework. Okay, put your hand down. See, so every day, right, you will think, oh, today is, every day. Every day is Friday. For working people, for your daddy, for your mom, right, every day is Friday. Because of Friday, tomorrow started, they can enjoy, enjoy the rest. So every day. But if Monday, Monday, go to work again, it's burdensome. Right? So I'm going to transform our mind. Be positive. Then your life can be changed. So school, just do your best. Even F is, even you got F, right? F is, fine. So what? Right? Your whole life is not decided by your schoolwork. Your whole life. Not decided by your schoolwork. Right? Your whole life decided whether you have a God in your heart. If you have a God in your heart, you will feel God. If you feel God, then you will do your best. Right? Tonight, before you go to sleep, if you still have energy. Then if you preview what you start tomorrow, preview, whatever you want to study tomorrow, then go to sleep, okay? Then tomorrow, when you go to sleep, when you go to school, you focus on listening, your teachers teach, right? You focus. And if you cannot understand, you ask. Now, Jesus Christ, right? Listening and ask at the temple, right? How to gain the wisdom. Then ask. So if you can understand what teacher teach you, then you raise your hand and ask. Teacher, I can understand. Can you say again? Can you say again? Right? Then you understand. And then when you go home, then review and do the homework. You have to practice. Review. Then easy for you. At least you can get a C, right? At least you can get a B, even no A, B, no problem, with no problem. Understand? Easy, then every day happy. So, of course, this life full of struggle. That's why we have a drive, pursue after eternal life. Okay. And the Bible will offer us the way. The Bible and you. Bible is Bible, me is me. Bible is Bible, 我是我啦. So, the Bible and you, just read it, because of full of the wisdom, God's wisdom, and the wisdom which means you know how, wisdom. Wisdom, which means know-how. How to study, how to talk, how to say. And you know, sometimes we know what we want to say, but we say in the wrong way, in a wrong manner, wrong attitude. Aya, ni zema?
Ni zema zuo, zuo zhangzi. Ah, ni zema zuo zhangzi. Ah? Hey, ni zema, eh, ni zhe zhe bu shu ba, ni zuo zhangzi na. Hey, ni zuo zhong ye. See? I have two ways to say it, right?
I have two ways to say it. The first way, I talk to him very sharp, right? Very rude. I want to correct him, sit straight. Right? The second way, I say very soft, hey, 你坐正, 啊, 坐正. Right? And then which way you like? You like the first way or you like the second way? Of course, the second way. Right? So we talk to other people the same way, just soft, right? Soft. So this is wisdom. So how to say it? How to say it? 怎么说啊？ 你要跟爸爸妈妈说话, you want to talk to your mother, talk to your parents, to your father. It's the same way. You will know how to say it. To say it, right? With
grace.
In Chinese, 是恩言, 恩言. Onion, with grace. So soft, nice, kind. You say nicely and kindly. So think about it, change our attitude, transform ourselves.
And also try to do it, practice. Practice, try to change ourselves first. Then we can change others. So we have to do it. So try to be happy every day. Do not consider your school work. School is a burden. Okay. Then how many of you experience was bullied, being bullied? Raise your hand. Being bullied at school. 受欺负, 在学校受欺负, 有没有? Raise your bullied. Okay. Pray to God. And We all pray for him. Okay, because being bullied is not, it's so hurt, so hurt. So pray to God, hallelujah, it's hallelujah, stand firm, hallelujah. So sometimes we have to announce God's word, okay, loudly. Let's turn to, turn to Romans. Romans chapter 8. You know, sometimes in our life, we will be bullied. Not just for you, even for the adult. Romans chapter 8. Romans. Chapter 8, verse 34. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Okay, let's read it all together. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Okay, if God is for us, God is for us, God will fight for us, who can be against us? If you want to against me, then you have to against God first. Can you fight with God? Okay, so be confident with God. Be confident with God. Okay. So every day when we go to school, we have to pray first. How many of you, before you go to school, pray first? Raise your hand. Okay, not many. So every day, you wake up a little bit earlier, so allows you have time to pray to God. Okay. So before we go to school, we pray to God. Okay. For the study, he said, God, please give me wisdom so I can understand my teacher's teaching. Okay. And if you have any difficulties like being bullied, then you ask God to help you, to protect you. If God is for us, he said, God is for me. God, you will help me. So nobody can do any harm to me. And turn to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Chapter 13, verse 6. So we can confidently say, let me use the NKJV. Yeah. So we may boldly say, be confident. Say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Okay. So stand firm, and God will understand our struggles. He will help us. So the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can men do to me? So when you encounter being bullied, okay, then stand firm to say in your heart, even you can kneel down to pray. Say hallelujah, kneel down to pray. Yeah. Before we dismiss the class, let me tell you a really true story in Argentina. Okay? Because Argentina, some members run a Chinese supermarket. Okay? So a lot of times they were being robbed by gangsters. The rob is a gun, you know, even sometimes a machine gun to rob them. So the one time, the big guy broke into the store to order everybody lie down on the floor, right? Because this this sister, maybe 50 years old, and who cannot understand, cannot speak Spanish. Okay, so he cannot understand Spanish. So whatever they talk about, don't move or lie down on the ground. She never understand. She did not understand. So she just kneel down to pray. Oh, hallelujah, pray the door, right? Then after maybe 5 minutes, then she opened her eyes and looked around. Hey, nobody. Everybody left. Then he checked the drawer, the cashier drawer. Nothing missing. The money still there. And the merchandise still there. Nothing happened. Why? Because when she kneel down to pray, right? Then hallelujah, then the gangster said, hey, what are you doing? A crazy. Oh, the crazy guy there. Oh, run away. Because God protect them. God, okay, protect them. Okay. So tomorrow afternoon, okay, we will also touch this issue if we have time. Yeah. The hallelujah is so powerful. Okay. Let's pray in silence.